At least 34 people have been confirmed dead in Mozambique following Cyclone Chido, described by officials as one of the most intense storms ever recorded in the region. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The cyclone struck northern Mozambique on Sunday after wreaking havoc in the Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte, where hundreds are feared dead. Mozambique, homes and lives lost. Mozambique's National Institute of Risk and Disaster Management, INGD, called the situation heartbreaking, warning that the death toll is expected to rise. Cyclone Chido brought devastating winds of up to 260 km per hour, 160 miles per hour, displacing over 34,000 families and destroying homes, schools, health facilities, and fishing boats. The cyclone made landfall in the northern province of Cabo Delgado before tearing through Niassa and Nampula provinces. Among the victims was a 3-year-old girl in Nampula. Most fatalities occurred from falling objects, such as collapsing walls, said INGD spokesperson Paulo Tomás. The storm has also crippled infrastructure, with around 200,000 people left without electricity, according to state-owned power company Eletricidade de Moçambique, EDM. Communications have been severely disrupted, complicating rescue and relief efforts. Mayotte, widespread devastation and fear. In Mayotte, a French overseas territory, the devastation is even more dire. Official figures report 21 deaths, but authorities fear hundreds, if not thousands, may have perished. We are talking about entire areas, if not the whole island, destroyed and washed away, said Tommaso Della Longa, spokesperson for the International Federation of Red Cross. What is truly alarming is the number of missing people, including more than 200 Red Cross volunteers. French MP Estelle Youssouffa described the destruction as unimaginable, with 90% of the buildings on the island damaged. Tens of thousands of deaths are feared, she added, as emergency operations struggle against blocked roads, downed power lines, and a near-total collapse of infrastructure. In response to reports of looting, French authorities have imposed a nighttime curfew across Mayotte. Cyclones and a region under siege. Northern Mozambique, regularly battered by cyclones, is also plagued by Islamist militant attacks. Chido's devastation comes just a year after Cyclone Freddy, one of the longest-lived storms on record, claimed over 180 lives in Mozambique, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Both Mozambique and Mayotte are reeling from the aftermath, with international aid organizations racing to respond to a disaster whose full scale is still unfolding. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.